The dollar under pressure, Rogoff's warning, and the de-dollarization debate. S&P futures were trading at 7,721 on Thursday morning, up roughly 0.4% from Wednesday's close. A relatively calm signal for a session carrying this much geopolitical weight, suggesting markets have either priced in the Middle East escalation or that pre-market liquidity is too thin to fully reflect events in Tehran. Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff's structural warning about the pax dollar is the financial story demanding closer attention. Rogoff is not predicting a dollar collapse. He is arguing that the cumulative effect of U.S. financial sanctions strategy, swift exclusions, sovereign asset freezes, dollar clearing restrictions, is accelerating the process by which other countries seek alternatives to dollar-denominated reserve assets faster than consensus models anticipated. The mechanism is not that targeted countries are diversifying their reserves. It is that every country watching what happens to sanctioned states has a new reason to question whether dollar-denominated assets are as neutral and safe as their reserve currency status implies. Mufk's counterargument is substantive. The structural advantages of dollar dominance remain deep. The unmatched depth and liquidity of U.S. Treasury markets, the network effects of dollar invoicing across global commodity trade, and the absence of a fully credible alternative. The euro is constrained by fiscal fragmentation, the yuan is not fully convertible, gold does not scale. The dollar's share of global foreign exchange reserves has declined from roughly 71% in 1999 to approximately 58% today, but it remains overwhelmingly dominant. Rogoff's point is not that the architecture is failing, but that inflection points in reserve currency dominance tend to arrive faster than consensus models predict, and that the rate of change is bending. The near-term commodity market implication centers on oil pricing. Saudi Arabia, watching Washington use dollar infrastructure as a coercive instrument against Iran, has reason to reconsider the unconditional nature of its dollar linkage. Bilateral yuan-denominated oil deal discussions that went quiet in 2023 and 2024 have not disappeared. They are likely to resurface.